Good morning. It's 6:17 a.m. on Monday, the 8th of July. Oh, I have to move this recording head here. Just a sec. I have to get the recorder out of my hand first. Sorry for the noise. Seventeen and a quarter minutes for the first mile. Not bad, not bad. So, yeah, I left a flip comment about having to finish my vegetables before I can get on to the other stories. And Lila Burrell Davis, or Lila Burrell, I'm not sure how you pronounce it, whether the E comes first or the I comes first. Anyway, Ms. Burrell Davis quite rightly called me to task on my slights to vegetables everywhere, for which let me publicly apologize right now, because I actually like vegetables. I have been an insult to vegetables for several years now, and I need to make that better. I need to fix that. I need to embrace the vegetables in my life. So I'm up, I'm out, I'm walking, 6:17. As you can tell, since it was 17 and a quarter minutes for the first mile, I was walking at a minute before 6. In fact, the alarm went off while I was going through the back gate. So I am off to a flying start this morning, in part because I got a Twitter notice that Abby Hilton is waiting on me for my lines for Cowrie Catchers 5. I didn't even know she'd sent them. They went to my other email account, and along with the other 700 spam messages that day, got sort of buried in unread mail. So it goes. At least I didn't get deleted. That was something. Try to do better. But yeah, I've got to do some audio work today. She needs chapters 1, 2, and 3. And if I look them over, they look like they're pretty short. So I'll probably give her through chapter 6. Just because getting set up is that much of a pain. I did an update on my Zoom H4, then updated the firmware in it, and then I put a huge card, because the new update allows for up to 32 gig cards, or 16 gig cards, I guess. But it takes forever for it to fire up. Oh, and apparently, sometime in the last few days, Witch Doctor Seeks Revenge, the Edgar Rice Burroughs story, got posted on Project Pulp. I'm not sure exactly when, but that showed up in my Twitter feed today as well, so I'm guessing sometime in the last few days. That was a tough one, because of all of the Swahili words in it. I'm assuming they're Swahili. They could be something else, but it's a lovely morning. It was 60-ish, lightly cool. Compared to the last few days, it actually dropped down to 84 last night before the sunset because we had a series of thunder showers roll through. It was actually quite pleasant. I went to bed fairly early and slept through till my daughter woke me at nearly 6. So it was a good night. I got a good night's sleep. I also took a nap yesterday. That didn't hurt anything. My wife is prone to telling me, "Oh, you look exhausted." And it's apparently pretty common. Apparently I look exhausted a lot, or I'm exhausted, so it's just a reflection of the reality of my life, or I'm not really exhausted, it's just that she's perceiving some sort of expression on my face that makes me look tired. I have a suspicion that in part it's the latter, because quite frequently she tells me that I look exhausted, even when I'm fully rested. But she's notorious for misreading my facial expressions and body language even after 30 years. I'm not sure quite why. It's undoubtedly something to do with her family of origin, but... Oh, our friendly neighborhood police officer is back. I'm at the most treacherous intersection. And, of course, there was a car, but there's also one of Greeley's finest here. This intersection must get a lot of people running stop signs or something, because unusual. At any rate. So let's see, what have I talked about? I've talked about vegetables, I've talked about Tarzan. I've talked about the weather. It's glorious out here this morning. I'm trying to think if I read anything interesting over the weekend. I don't believe so. Mem Lyon's pithy comment about my relationship with Greedock was quite amusing. Thank you, Mem Lyon. Keep me honest. Oh, let's see. I finished a couple of short science fiction novels. Let me just say, people who write military science fiction and get it wrong, obviously never been in the military. That's the thing. I think it's one of the reasons that I don't write military fiction, because, well, I was in the military, I was in the Coast Guard, I was not actually in combat, I was not actually out on the pointy end, as they say. So I'm a little leery about digging into military grade science fiction. David Weber John Ringo, David Drake. Those guys do it pretty well. There's lots more. Those are the three that I can pull up from my leaky memory. So as much fun, and I use fun, the advisedly. As interesting as it might be to tell some of those stories, those are way out of my league in terms of storytelling. It's not a subgenre I want to write in. I've read in them, but I don't want to write in them. Monk Paul, I got it this morning. I read one, which is really should be the textbook example of why an author shouldn't let ideology run a story. Telling a story about ideology is a good idea and something that I think I'm going to be doing soon. But letting the ideology run the story, letting the author take over a character, multiple characters, not just one, but multiple characters. That's a bit dodgy, as they say. That's a bit dodgy. I have a hard time with that one. It's obviously a response to the current era, as almost every writing has to be, just by function of being written in the current era. It also, by extension, has to be a reaction to it, whether the reaction is to ignore it or push it aside or whatever. It's really impossible to write a story that's not in some way a reaction to the current era. I mean, all the Ishmael Wong books are a reaction to the current era. All the new characters I have in my mind for the next set of Ishmael Wong books are all reactions to the era. It started out as a reaction to science fiction, to the blow something up every 50 pages, every 20 pages, save the universe every 50. I wanted to tell other stories. So a response to that at the very base most level. So I have to get some audio work done today. I have to get some writing done today. I really need to get some momentum going behind Greedock. I'm not going to do that. These last few days have sort of given me a little bit of emotional break from it. But I'm never going to get clear of it until I actually start grinding it. And the only question is whether or not I can force myself to grind it. If I can do it any day, today looks like it might be the day. I got so much going on today that I have to get it done in between. So it's sort of like, okay, well, I've got an hour here I can write. I've got an hour there I can read. I've got another hour here I can write a little more. I actually have to do the recording this morning between 9 and 11. Although I probably could get in some this afternoon. The problem is this afternoon the air conditioner will be on. and I'm not going to turn that off in this kind of heat, so I've got to really do the reading early. And my younger daughter didn't do her homework. So she was up early this morning trying to get her take-home test, which I've actually been mentioning to her each day, but which she has largely been ignoring, which is unfortunate because now it's Monday. And I think she's probably been up since 5 o'clock, but 60-question test, an hour and a half, even 2 hours means 1 every 2 minutes. That's a lot of math, particularly for a test. She's got about another half an hour to work. Then we have to get on the road, take her to school. She has to face the music. Blackbirds down in the swale. Little baby mushrooms. Walking up through the grass there, that's interesting. This is Monday, where's my mowing man? He's not here this morning. Maybe I'm too early. Usually Mondays I'm pushing 7 o'clock by the time I get back, but it's barely, what, 6:35? So, Entomanda, tell me, how was my second mile? I'm going to guess 18 and a half minutes. Ooh, 18 even, 18 and 1 second. Not too bad. But an 18 minute second mile means I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.